Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo are celebrating a rare piece of good news in the country's ongoing Ebola outbreak after 5 patients successfully recovered and were discharged from hospital. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. 4 of the survivors, all nurses who contracted the virus while caring for patients, left a treatment center in Bunia, the capital of Ituri province and the epicenter of the outbreak, during a ceremony attended by World Health Organization, WHO, Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. "You are living proof that this outbreak can be stopped," Tedros told the recovered healthcare workers, praising their courage and dedication despite the risks faced by frontline medical staff. The survivors described their recovery as a difficult journey. One of the nurses, Etienne Izo, said he had feared the worst after being isolated for treatment, highlighting the emotional and physical toll of the disease. "The recoveries offer hope as the outbreak continues to spread. More than 1,000 suspected Ebola cases and at least 246 deaths have been reported in Democratic Republic of the Congo, while neighboring Uganda has confirmed several infections and 1 fatality." Congolese health authorities said the recoveries demonstrate the importance of early detection, prompt medical treatment, contact tracing and community cooperation. Officials are urging anyone with symptoms to seek medical attention immediately, stressing that Ebola is treatable when patients receive care early. The WHO and the Congolese government have also appealed for greater community engagement after some health facilities were attacked by residents opposed to strict Ebola burial protocols. Health experts say public trust remains essential to containing the outbreak. "The current epidemic is caused by the rare Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, for which there is no approved vaccine, although several experimental candidates are being developed. Despite the crisis, daily life continues in many affected areas, with schools and markets remaining open as health workers race to contain one of Democratic Republic of the Congo's most challenging Ebola outbreaks in recent years." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.